Englishman was optioned by Bobby Neumeier, bless his soul, who just passed away. Mm-hmm. So it was really just a matter of months. Bobby's wife, Debbie Neumeier, gave Mad Dogs and Englishmen to her employer, Steven Spielberg, and who gave it to George Lucas. And George hired me for the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles. And then Steven hired me to do a rewrite on A Far Off Place, which was my first feature film credit. So just within really a matter of months.
You were up there with the big boys.
not with the big boys, right. but my career was established. And I got a two-picture deal at Disney. I sold a couple of pitches, mm-hmm. and then A Far Off Place, the Amblin picture, went into production, and it was just one after another after that point.
These early screenplays, did you have friends and family kind of read them and give you feedback, or did you just kind of go it alone and throw them out there?
No, I had some people in Manhattan that read them.
Was that valuable to you at all, getting those kind of early opinions?
Yeah, it's always valuable if you ask the right questions, yeah. You know.
Or I guess the right people, too.
These people who I asked to read were not involved in the industry. And the questions that I asked were simple. They were, did you like it?
Right.
Were you moved by it?
Right. Sound like a test screening questionnaire.
Truly. Right. I mean, you know, did you find anything about it offensive? Was there anything confusing? Did you have to put the screenplay down because you found it unconvincing or the plot bogged down, right. or, you know?
And you got good feedback,
absolutely.
Or useful feedback?
Absolutely. In fact, I would go so far as to say that the non-industry people that I've had read my scripts give better feedback,
right.
in simple terms than industry folks.
Yeah, it's weird. The notes that come out of studios, those memos that look like they were printed, you know, en masse, that just all begin with, we feel the draft has come a long way, and we think that you've taken it a further step, and we feel the dialogue, and it feels like very cookie cutter.
Well, you didn't do the first sentence justice, because normally it's more like this. While we collectively believe that you may be the finest writer in the English language other than Ernest Hemingway, and we think that you've really advanced the project, we have the following 378 objections to what you've written.
Right, you get that little sliver of compliment up front. How do you know when kind of a story is percolating in your head that you're ready to flesh it out to screenplay length? Do you outline, or does it germinate in your mind for a while?
I outline intensely, yeah. And my outlines then are easily transferable in a script. I generally find that I take a five-page block outline where I know the beginning of the story. I do work with the nomenclature of a lot of the industry. In other words, I do work with sort of inciting events, mm-hmm. in the first 15 minutes that get the drama rolling. I do work with a page 30 moment, which would cap a first act, where the antagonist and the protagonist are pitted against each other. I do work with the signposts of the second act, really, that's sort of known by the industry, yeah. where the plot takes different twists and turns, and you mislead the audience and redirect the audience and
right.
Try to keep the audience a little bit behind you rather mm-hmm. than ahead of you, keep them guessing. And then I try to get everything to a boil in the third act. So I do work with a formula to some extent.
Right.
I think that any sort of formulaic writing that's taught in these idiotic screenwriting courses is too rigid. But I think there are some portions of the formula that should be honored.
Now, how did you pick up the kind of just the general rules of that formula?
I just watched movies.
Just from watching movies?
Yeah, I mean, if you watch anything, if you watch The Wizard of Oz, if you watch Casablanca, if you watch any of the excellently rendered entertainments that Hollywood has produced, you can see clearly certain patterns. And these are people from the independent film world feel that these are too
right.
constraining, these structures. However, it has been proved again and again and again that stories that are based on this do compel certain emotions. They are manipulative, certainly, but they are, people enjoy them.
Yeah. And well, even though it's in my intro, it is a craft. Screenwriting yeah. is a craft, and storytelling is storytelling. And you know, even before movies, there's even if you don't call it a formula, there's just a way to do things that make whomever you're trying to tell the story to feel satisfied.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the credits, you know, and the people that I've worked with, I would probably be considered anathema in the indie world.